AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump blasted the United Nations in his return to the General Assembly. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
6 years after his last address, the president ripped it as coming nowhere close to reaching its potential, describing a feckless institution that writes stern letters.
Empty words don't solve war.
Over nearly an hour, the president offered jarring juxtapositions, billing himself as a peacemaker who ended wars.
Everyone says that I should get the Nobel Peace Prize.
To touting military strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities and Caribbean drug smugglers.
We will blow you out of existence.
And also issued a warning to European leaders over migration and green energy policies.
This double-tailed monster destroys everything in its wake.
Saying Europeans must stop having open borders, or else.
I'm really good at this stuff. Your countries are going to hell.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president met later with Secretary General Antonio Guterres, telling him the U.S. is behind the U.N. 100%. There were fears among some members. He's edging toward a full retreat. President Trump abruptly canceled this week's planned meeting with congressional Democratic leaders, refusing to negotiate over their demands to shore up health care funds as part of a deal to prevent a potential looming federal government shutdown at the end of the month. Nexstar and Sinclair both say Jimmy Kimmel Live will not air on its ABC stations when the show returns tonight. Kimmel was suspended over comments made after the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. President Trump was asked about Kimmel before arriving in New York.
First of all, he said a terrible thing about Charlie, but he also suffers from the fact that he's got no talent and he's got no ratings. A deadly combination.
This is AP News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is looking for a Miami location for the Donald Trump Presidential Library.
A parcel of land adjacent to the Freedom Tower, a historic building rising alongside the glitzy condos facing palm tree-lined Biscayne Bay, but also the site of protests against the president's immigration policies. In a video posted to social media, State Attorney General James Uffmeyer touted the plan.
Florida will be blessed to house the Presidential Library for one of our very own state residents and to be a part of preserving such meaningful history.
Florida's cabinet is slated to vote on the plan on September 30th. Earlier this year, DeSantis signed a bill to preempt local governments from blocking development of a presidential library. I'm Julie Walker.
Florida's first bear hunt in a decade drew more than 160,000 applicants, including from opponents who are trying to reduce the number of bears killed. Ed Donahue, AP News.